Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Nobel Committee has announced this year's winners of the Nobel Prize in Medicine or Physiology. The three winners are William Kalin Jr., Sir Peter Ratcliffe, and Greg Samanza. Their discoveries show how cells sense and adapt to oxygen capability. Randall Johnson of the Nobel Assembly explains.
This year's Nobel Prize is awarded for determining how oxygen levels are sensed by cells. Oxygen is essential for life and is used by virtually all animal cells in order to convert food to usable energy. However, the amount of oxygen available to cells, tissues, and animals themselves can vary greatly. This prize is for three physician scientists who found the molecular switch that regulates how our cells adapt when oxygen levels drop.
The Nobel Prize in Physics will be announced at about this time tomorrow. The legal team representing a whistleblower whose complaint sparked the impeachment inquiry against President Trump now says it's representing a second whistleblower. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the lawyers say the new whistleblower has firsthand knowledge of the allegations against the president.
Lawyer Mark Zaid tells NPR that a second whistleblower has been interviewed by the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community and is now legally protected against retaliation. The new whistleblower has been described as an intelligence official who has direct knowledge about Trump's call with the president of Ukraine. Zaid tells NPR, quote, "We'll leave it to Congress and the American people to determine the veracity of the allegations." Trump and his supporters have dismissed the first whistleblower account as hearsay. This week, House committees are expected to call the U.S. ambassador to the European Union and former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, as part of the impeachment inquiry. Bobby Allen, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Kansas City, Kansas, have apprehended one of two suspects in a mass shooting early Sunday morning that left four people dead and five others wounded. Authorities are still searching for the second suspect, but warn he is dangerous. From member station KCUR, Ellie Moxley reports survivors of the shooting met Sunday night to pray.
The closely knit Latino community is remembering the four men killed yesterday at Tequila KC, a neighborhood bar. Celeste Trevino had been dancing with one of the men who died, and another victim was her brother-in-law. She said her dance partner pushed her to the ground when a gunman approached them.
And I was trying to go to my aunt who's on the other side, and she like grabbed me, and I kept trying to stand up, and she was like, "No, stay down, stay down."
Witnesses say the shooting stemmed from an earlier altercation at the bar. Kansas City, Kansas police have not yet identified the four men who died. For NPR News, I'm Ellie Moxley in Kansas City, Missouri.
You're listening to NPR News. The White House says it's pulling U.S. troops out of a Kurdish enclave in Syria along the border with Turkey. It's a major change in U.S. position because Kurdish forces have long partnered with the U.S. to fight ISIS. But Turkey has long called the Kurdish fighters terrorists, and Turkey wants the Kurdish fighters forced away from its border. Climate activist Greta Thunberg traveled to the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota this weekend. She joined a young Native American activist involved in the 2016 protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's China Lockett has more.
Thunberg sits on an aqua star quilt facing a room of nearly 200 people. She says it's important for individuals to change their mindsets.
We need to show them what really matters to us and that this is a matter of life and death for many people.
Thunberg encourages the crowd to mobilize. 16-year-old activist Takata Iron Eyes speaks against the Keystone XL pipeline that would carry oil through parts of South Dakota.
We know what we need as individuals, and we know what makes us happy, what makes us healthy. And the fact that we can recognize that and deny that to the people around us by being complacent is really a strange phenomenon.
The two activists will join a rally against the pipeline construction today in Rapid City. For NPR News, I'm China Lockett.
Comedian Rip Taylor died on Sunday in Los Angeles at the age of 84. The comedian with the mustache who loved throwing confetti became a regular on TV game shows in the 70s. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.